This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sometimes when we give charity, we don't give our best. We give the clothes that we don't want to wear. We give the food we don't want to eat. Even the money that we give is often the change in our pockets we don't want to carry around. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse in the Qur'an to address our charity. What form should our charity take? In Medina, there were people who were poor and needed help, and those were the people often known as Ahl al-Suffa. They lived in the masjid, underneath the Suffa, underneath the ceiling of the masjid. And some of the Sahaba would give them charity, but some of them, the charity that they would give, is they would give them the hardened dates, the old dates, the dates that are difficult to eat. They would find those dates and give those dates away for charity. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum wa mimma akhrajna lakum min al-ard. Wa la تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد.
Subhanallah, this verse shows us the dignity and the empathy that we should have towards the poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't give them from the things that you wouldn't take yourself. إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِي. Allah says that you would only take these dates and eat them yourself if you were blindfolded. There's no way that you would take it and eat it otherwise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't give the poor the food that is so beneath you that you would never, you know, take for yourself. Rather, when the person gives a charity, they have to realize that not only is this a transaction between them and between the poor person, it's a transaction between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she would give charity, people saw her taking the money and putting perfume over it. They said to her, why are you doing this? She said, because it falls in the hands of Allah before it falls in the hands of the needy person. Subhanallah, she saw her charity as being a transaction between her and Allah first and foremost, before it even involved the person who's in need. And so she's saying this money is going to be taken and accepted by Allah first, before it's accepted by the person who is poor. So she wanted to make it as beautiful and as excellent as possible when she gave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talha radiallahu an, he had a beautiful garden, a great garden full of springs and trees and fruits. And he, because he heard this verse, wanted to give it away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I'm giving you this entire garden. Subhanallah, I'm giving this away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said to the Prophet, if I could give it in secret, I would. Meaning it's such a big garden, people will know if it changes ownership. He said, if there was a way for me to give it secretly while nobody knew, I would give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam congratulated him and said, oh Abu Talha, give it to the poor amongst your own family. And because of this sacrifice of Abu Talha radiallahu an, Allah revealed another verse in the Quran.
لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will not achieve piety until you give out of the things that you love. And after this verse was revealed, the companions would search for the things they loved the most, they cherished the most, and they would give that away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.